The marketing for Pinball 2000 was actually fairly impressive. We always used to joke that you know, marketing consisted of sending a brochure to the, you know, the trade magazines and then just waiting for the phone to ring. But for Pinball 2000, you know, they made tons of flyers. They sent games to arcades, they did videos.
I'm inside this Pinball 2000 game to show you how the new Pin 2000 system works.
They did. I think they even had classes, you know, on what the game was going to be like. They did a huge show in London, you know, for the launch of Revenge from Mars.
We found out a lot of things getting this show together. Half of the games came in various configurations of cracked open, bent, warped. Our new design and our packing material hadn't quite been everything it needed to be to survive being forklifted on and off of trucks. On the software side, we found out a couple of things. One was we had a memory leak in the program, so if the games were run for about 40 minutes without repowering them, which nobody ever did in development, the games would lock up and freeze, which is really embarrassing in a trade show. Neither of those setbacks, you know, were major enough. We put the cabinets back together that had fallen apart, and we did our best to reboot the games in between plays.
Finally, it was time to show Pinball 2000 to the world.
Man will always strive for perfection. Once in a lifetime, someone leaps over the edge and forever changes the way we think.
The game was just a smashing success at the show. Everybody embraced it. It was just the coolest thing anybody had ever seen. This was a magical thing. We had done it.
Even at the slightly elevated price of $3,200, pinball distributors were excited about Revenge from Mars, and orders poured in quickly. All Williams had to do now was convince players to play the game.
Pinball people always consider themselves separate from video game people. You know, we're pinball people. We love pinball. Pinball's a mechanical thing. Video games will never be pinball. When we launched the web pages for Pinball 2000, we started getting mail right away from people. I've seen this product. I don't like it. It's a video game. This isn't pinball. I mean, some of the mail was pretty hateful. They thought we were actually taking pinball and just destroying it, that we were just turning it into a glorified video game. They didn't get it.
A lot of people look at Revenge from Mars and say, you know, oh, there's too much video, you know, they ruined pinball and so on. And, you know, they really don't think that we had to emphasize the video screen. You know, we had to show it off. You know, that otherwise people would have looked at it and say, why am I spending more per game, you know, when it's just a regular pinball machine?
But the game had its defenders too. And most skepticism disappeared when players actually played the game. Williams found itself with its biggest hit in years.
We ended up selling about 7,000 units, and the company, the pinball division, actually made a profit for the first quarter, probably in about 2 years.
While William celebrated its success, the second Pinball 2000 design team was already well into developing the critical follow-up to Revenge from Mars.